This week in the Missouri Senate, we review Missouri's second attempt at a truce with Kansas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 182 be declared.
Senate Bill 182 was pre-filed in December, heard by the Missouri Senate Economic Development Committee on February 5th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 28th, returned to the Missouri Senate on April 24th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 17th, and signed into law on June 11th. During Missouri Senate consideration, sponsor, Senator Mike Steerpoy of Lee's Summit, told his colleagues the new law makes another attempt at an economic truce with the state that borders Missouri on the west.
The Missouri counties involved will be Jackson County, Cass, Clay, and Platte. The Kansas counties will be Johnson, Wyandotte, Miami, and Douglas. This is the second attempt to have a truce between Kansas and Missouri in the Kansas City area, the first attempt being spearheaded by former senator from the 17th and the current senator from the 7th. The Missouri legislature passed Senate Bill 635 in 2014. Without any reciprocal action from Kansas, the agreement expired in 2016.
He adds Missouri is losing too many jobs to that state.
From 2011 to 2018, 6,729 jobs moved from Missouri to Kansas, and 5,526 jobs moved from Kansas to Missouri, costing both states a total of $335 million. The vast majority moved less than 4 miles. Some have moved twice.
Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City co-sponsored the original border war bill.
Put our best foot forward because the border war is a fool's game. It makes no economic sense whatsoever to be spending these dollars, these hard-earned taxpayer dollars, shifting jobs, not creating new ones, but shifting them from one state to the other, and it needs to stop.
He says that attempt was not allowed to work because of lawmakers on the other side of the state line.
And I'm hopeful that they will agree and join in. And I would caution you, one of the pushbacks that we got when we did this the first time was from some of the local mayors on the Kansas side who were worried that the city of Kansas City still had a pretty good economic incentive arsenal, and that was going to have an unfair playing advantage if they took the star bonds off the table.
Senate Bill 182 will take effect on August 28th. The governor still has 3 weeks to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without taking any action. Altogether, 91 measures saw successful passage during the regular legislative session. So far, a little more than one-third of these proposals have been signed, which includes the 13 bills that make up Missouri's fiscal year 2020 operating budget. Fiscal year 2020 will start on July 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.